All right. Go ahead and, very good, thank you. Good afternoon. It is about 1:50 in the afternoon of December 10th, 2009. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission and the time and place scheduled for an informal hearing on case number PU09153, Hawthorne Oil Transportation, North Dakota Inc., 8-inch crude oil pipeline, Montreal County. Their siting application. This is Kevin Kramer along with Tony Clark and Brian Kalk. We, in addition to having an informal hearing this afternoon on this case, we've also kept our meeting open from this morning in case we may deal with the order in a vote. So, having said that, perhaps the, first of all, to let people know that also with us is Pat Fahn from our staff, and then I'll have Lawrence, you can introduce others that might be participating in the hearing. But there was some additional information that was requested after the formal hearing in Stanley, and some clarification over the use of this double ditching issue that we wanted to get clarified. So with that, Pat, did you want to sort of tee it up, or maybe we should have Lawrence introduce himself and other parties for their appearance, take their appearances?
I guess I would mention that there was a question about double ditching and how that method works relative to separation of topsoil and subsoil along the trenching area.
Yes.
And there was a little bit of research done here. Lawrence Bender with Fredrickson Law Firm has filed some new information for the commission, a couple of affidavits that I hope he has the time to go through with the commission. And the question is, for me, to prepare the order, how would the commission, the commission has accepted double ditching in the past in a previous case. However, there's a couple of different ways to do double ditching. One of them is to still remove topsoil in the area where you are going to place subsoil from the trench.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think there's another way that the company is proposing where the subsoil from the ditch would actually be placed on topsoil. And the question to the commission is you know, whether that's acceptable, whether they still want topsoil removed before any subsoil is placed outside of the trench. You know, the company is going to make a case for the method that they're proposing.
Okay. With that teases it up perfectly. Lawrence, with that, why don't you take it from there? Because I've got thoughts and questions, but I suspect they may be answered before I...
Okay. Thank you, commissioners. And what I thought I would do is just very briefly discuss, you know, why this matter didn't come up at the hearing, why it came up after the hearing, and then secondly, just very quickly go through the supplemental materials that I supplied the commission. You know, I don't plan on going through that in detail. And then touching very briefly on Mr. Benninger's affidavit that he filed. And then if there's any technical questions on how this method will work, Mr. Benninger would be available by telephone to answer those questions. With respect to why this matter didn't come up at the hearing, you may recall that at the hearing, Hawthorne indicated that we'd be filing two late-file exhibits. I think we ended up at the hearing with Exhibit 7 being the last exhibit. Late-filed Exhibit 8 was going to be the certification, which the commission normally requires to be filed. And then the final exhibit, Exhibit 9, was going to be the tree and shrub mitigation program. And we went through those documents very carefully, and in the process of going through the certification, noticed that the provisions in the certification would have required the typical blade method, where you go out and blade off the topsoil, then come through with a trencher, take the subsoil, pile it off to one side, install the pipeline, put the subsoil back into the trench, and then blade the topsoil back over the 20-foot area. That was not the method that Hawthorne thought was appropriate for this particular pipeline. In the Prairie Rose pipeline, which was a non-jurisdictional line that was just recently installed, Hawthorne used another method called the double ditching method. Farmers requested that method. They thought that process went very well. So as I indicated, in the process of that certification, we talked about a double ditching method rather than a blade method. So that's the reason that this issue did not come up at the hearing, came up after the hearing. Initially, what I did is I started supplying Pat with some informal documents trying to demonstrate that the double ditching method is probably a preferable method. Speaking with Alana, said, you know, that's fine to supply Pat with the informal documents, but we need to get that information into the record. And that's really the basis for my affidavit. My affidavit just sets forth that there are various articles and orders attached, and I'll just go through them very quickly. One is a findings, fact, conclusions of law and an order of this board or this commission dated June 27, 2007, whereby the double ditching method was allowed in the installation of Dakota Gasification's CO2 pipeline. Now, Pat will point out to you that that was probably a little bit different than what we're requesting here, because I think in that situation the topsoil was scraped off, or at least it suggested it had to be done before the subsoil could be placed on top of it. Some other articles that I attached as Exhibit B is an agricultural economics paper that was prepared by someone who recommends that the double ditching method is an appropriate method. The next article I attached is an article called North Dakota Oil and Gas Leasing Considerations. This is recommendations to farmers and ranchers in the state of North Dakota on what sorts of things they should include in their oil and gas leases. And in that article, they talk about the fact that double ditching is probably a preferable method. Next, there's a finding fact, conclusions of law, and an order from the State of Minnesota Environmental Quality Board for the installation of pipeline. Once again, they recognize the use of the double ditching method. The next article, Exhibit E, is hints on negotiating oil and gas leases. Once again, that author making recommendations now to mineral owners and surface owners is recommending the double ditch method. And then finally, negotiating oil and gas lease on Pennsylvania farmland, there is a recommendation for the double ditching method. The affidavit that is attached to these supplemental documents, the next affidavit, is an affidavit of Gus Benninger. Very briefly, that affidavit basically sets forth Mr. Benninger's qualifications, indicating that he was a construction supervisor for EOG in the installation of the Prairie Rose Pipeline. He's also going to be the construction superintendent for the installation of the Hawthorne Oil Pipeline if it is ultimately approved by the commission. The affidavit sets forth the fact that in the installation of the Prairie Rose Pipeline, about 85% of that line was installed using the double ditch method. In Mr. Benninger's opinion, that is a better method. There's less surface disturbance and less harm to the environment. On the basis of my affidavit with the attachments, the affidavit of Gus Benninger, it's those matters that we submit to the commission to support our request that the order include a provision allowing for the double ditch method rather than the typical scraping off of 20 feet. So, and I know you're probably going to have some questions for Mr. Benninger.
Yeah, but that's very well stated. I think the only question is the separation of subsoil from that topsoil, and the topsoil remains in place when the subsoil is pushed back into the trench. And if that's, if there's a way that we can be assured that that's normally what happens, what are some of the other advantages in terms of it being a better method? I mean, does it, maybe Gus could answer that, but as opposed to scraping, I mean, why would one be better than the other?
I'll touch on it, but then I think I'd like Gus to respond probably in further detail. My understanding is the benefits of double ditching method rather than the typical scraping method is you disturb so much less soil. In the scraping method, you're talking about blading anywhere from 20 to 25 feet of subsoil off to one side. After you dig your trench and put your pipeline in the trench and then put your subsoil back, you're now talking about reclaiming an area that's 20 to 25 feet wide. Where in the double trenching method, what you're really disturbing is in the area of approximately 3 feet
sure.
of disturbance.
I would guess, I don't have an attorney here right now, but one of the considerations that I would have and would be, what does this mean for future pipelines. I mean, 6 miles in Montreal County is one thing, but if you end up with 200 miles in Barnes County or Cass County and other counties like it, how much would this bind us to those things? And I know that's a legal question, and you're the only attorney in the room. But that's frankly the only thing that really I question.
The way I would respond to that, Commissioner Kramer, is I don't believe that if the application by Hawthorne is approved with the request for the double ditching method, that somehow requires the commission in all future pipeline applications to adopt that method. I think each one of these particular applications stands on its own, and if it's the commission's thought that something like this could be granted because we're talking about such a relatively short line, I think that those are facts specific to this case. And if you're dealing with a 200-mile pipeline down the road, those are different facts, different circumstances, and if the commission deemed it inappropriate in that situation, it could go that direction. I will say, Commissioner, that I think you're going to get more and more requests for this because I think the landowners prefer it. Because there's just less disturbance.
I can see. I mean, if they're confident that when it's reclaimed that topsoil that was covered by subsoil isn't damaged, I can imagine that they prefer that.
Yep.
So, I have any other questions?
No, that was well stated. I mean, really, the only reason that I was hoping that we'd have this opportunity to chat today is especially with regard to that precedent issue that it. At least as of a couple of days ago, appeared to be pretty new. It seems like perhaps it's been done a little bit more than we had thought of. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going off in a new direction here that was going to tilt it one way or another. But
I would just be interested in how we got away from this. This is like not like a new technology that just came up. Why over the last gazillion years?
That's a good question, yeah. I mean, why now?
Why now? I mean, I wonder what that, because the chances of mixing are probably higher this way, but you don't disturb the basic soil profile for all that deep. So I wonder why for many years you just dozed and then filled it back in.
Well, that'd be a great question for the construction manager. On the flip side, what's the advantage of blading?
Costs, to be honest with you. It's a lot less expensive just to go out and just to take a blade and run down that right-of-way and peel that topsoil off. Versus to run a trenching machine through there two different times.
So this is a more expensive method, Gus? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's going to cost the company more to double ditch than it would be to just to go in there and just to blade the topsoil off and to come back through.
That's significant. I would have guessed the other way. Okay.
Obviously, the care is in putting the soil back in. So as long as that's unwell, then. Sounds great to me.
Yeah, and I'm fine with it. So,
Pat, anything else?
Well, I wanted to make sure that there is a difference between what's being proposed here and what the commission adopted in the past, and that in the CO2 in the Dakota gasification order.
Yeah, what was the difference?
Because in the Dakota gasification order, they still had to blade topsoil before they put subsoil. Even though they were trenching, double ditching with topsoil and subsoil, they still had to blade a spot for
so
the subsoil.
So when they removed it, was it put on the bladed part or was it put on?
The subsoil was
put on top of subsoil.
Okay, so that is a little different.
Is a little difference here because the method they're proposing,
right?
They would scrape the subsoil off of the topsoil after the trenching was done.
And regardless, the reclamation standards remain the same, and if there's a problem, it'll have to be taken care of, but that'll become evident next year.
Clearly the care comes more in putting the soil back.
Because the reclamation standards don't change.
That's right.
Right.
So that's the part that the company has to follow through.
Right.
So, Pat, are you worried about the precedent in this case?
No. I think everybody understands that it's dependent on the circumstances, and I'm fine with that.
I might be more. I didn't realize it cost less. I would have just guessed. Cost more. That'd be the president, people trying to save money for these 500-mile pipelines or whatever.
Well, it may depend too on the depth of the topsoil and how much has to be bladed. you know, versus trenched.
Well, gentlemen, if I may interrupt, to run a trencher probably moves at a quarter of a mile per hour, and it's probably a $250 an hour machine versus a blade, it's a $150 an hour machine. It could probably blade at 3 miles an hour, removing that topsoil.
Okay.
Well, and to the degree we're trying something new, you know, on a short pipeline, it's kind of a nice test case.
Mm-hmm. It is. Before I close the hearing, then, Pat, this motion that we'll take up when we reopen the meeting a little bit, the motion for the order, is that's intact? In other words, this is the motion?
Yes, it
this
is.
This order includes everything you
I have
today.
Prepared two orders.
You have. But so we don't have the other one. Is that what you're saying? The one I'm going to...
The one you have is the one... actually, the one you have is the one that words it like a commission precedent in the past. So I need to, you need to adopt the other order.
Okay.
But the motion stays the same.
The motion stays the same. It's the other order. Okay.
Yep, and that's prepared already.
All right. Very good. Thank you. That being said, then we will close the informal on case number P09.